prüfen, ob die richtigen Ermittlungsreporter die Gespräche finden.
Also soll nach Hause kommen.
Auf 190 gestiegen.
Pro jednu wiec.
Er guckt auf meine beiden Kissen, dass mir ganz anders wird. Ich frag, was machen Sie beruflich? Er sagt,
ich bin Schankwirt.
Geschätzte Damen und Herren, es ist wieder mal Mittwoch, 12.30 Uhr, der Schankwirt sitzt daher am Mikrofon. Heute aus gegebenen Anlass ein Bob ins Bett. Der Großmeister feiert kommenden Sonntag seinen 74. Geburtstag, der heute ein kleines... Ja. Als erste Nummer, Ballad of a Thin Man.
In your hand, see somebody naked. Say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you were saying. You get
word now? And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? He says, oh my God, what does that mean? And he screams back, your cow. Give me some milk, Oscar. Yes, you're positive something's happening. And you know you gotta find out what it is.
Nummer. Only a Pawn in the Game live vom Newport Folk Festival im Jahr 1963.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand sent the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in that game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, so it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in that game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. So it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in that game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks. And the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath a hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They lowered him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in their game.
Die nächste Nummer ist von den Bootleg Series 1 bis 3, Moonshiner.
I've been a moonshiner for 17 long years. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hollow and sit up my still. Whiskey don't kill me, and I don't know what will. Go to some bar room and drink with my friends, while the women can't follow and see what I spend. God bless them, pretty women, I wish they was mine. Their breath is as sweet as the dew on the vine. Let me eat when I'm hungry. Let me drink when I'm dry. Dollars when
religion when I die. The whole world a bottle and life's but a dram. When a bottle gets empty, it sure ain't worth a damn.
Die nächste Nummer darf eigentlich in keinem Bob Dylan Best of fehlen und daher spiele ich sie auch. Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. To the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Took from you everything he could.
princess on a steeple and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Die nächste Nummer ist Boots of Spanish Leather from The Times They Are a Changing Album.
Viel Spaß. I'm a sailing away in the morning. Here's a something I can send you from across the sea. From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Here's something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing. Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. This same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, a sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
Die nächste Nummer von Blonde on Blonde, Leopard Skin Pillowbug's Head.
Skin pillbox head. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox head. Well, you look so pretty in it. Jump on it sometime. Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise, honey, and I saw you making love with him. You forgot the clothes they grabbed.
liebe Gäste der Ausschank. Die nächste Nummer, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Die nächste Nummer ist auch eine Live-Nummer vom Newport Folk Festival, aber diesmal 2 Jahre später im Jahr 1965, erstmals elektrisch, also Dylan spielte da erstmals elektrisch und löste große Kontroversen aus. Maggie's Farm, bitteschön.
Shame the way she makes me scrub the
Ich hüpfe jetzt vom Jahr 1965 ins Jahr 1997 mit der Nummer Not Stark Yet vom Album Time Out of Mind.
Shadows are falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep, and time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steam. I've still got the scars, not the sun beneath. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. My sense of humanity has gone down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. She put down in writing what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. London, and I've been to Gamery. I followed the river, and I got to the sea. I've been down on the bottom of a world full of lies. I ain't looking for nothing. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. Get away from.
kids in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, bad job laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meter. Get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Das war der Subterranean Homesick Blues und jetzt kommt die letzte Nummer für heute. Ausnahmsweise nicht wie sonst immer der große Tito Schipper, sondern die aufgrund ihrer Länge die ultimative Andy-Radio-Nummer zum Abschluss. Desolation Row.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row.
Danke fürs Zuhören. Bis.
Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. In comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Then someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. Except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. is going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's 'neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street, they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. Then the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row." Midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the dawn I broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I can't read too good, don't send me no more letters, no, not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.